Amen. Brother Ernest wants to share an experience that will help somebody here. Remember, I have told you several times, anytime we come for this program, that this program is not a program for people who have marriage problems. Anybody that has marriage problem, you come during our counseling session and deliverance programs and we will pray with you. We'll counsel you and pray with you. This is a program designed to take care of our single brothers and sisters. Somebody after today, amen. After today. You know, a sister in one of the programs sometime last year, when I had a revelation, she had covenanted, she's covenanted that she will not marry. In fact, that sister told me, she made sure that as an unbeliever, she never went out with single person. Her friends were married people. Married man that knows will not ask her for marriage. She didn't want to marry. When she made that type of vow to herself, Satan immediately picked it up and began to work on it. And she told me her mother was very worried. Very, very worried. You see? And several times to please the mother, the man will come, I want to, okay, let me man please this woman. Maybe 2 weeks to come in for the traditional. She will stand up and say she'll not do again. Cancel the thing. The mother was worried until a program like this. I was at the altar here when the Lord picked it up. And thank God she came out. Broke that nonsense. Married in this church, I think some few weeks ago, she put to bed now a baby for her husband. Amen. That is what programs like this achieve. And maybe there is anybody here that such spirits are following you, you don't know some actions that you do. There are those spirits that make you do those actions and you may not know. And then it causes disappointments, frustrations, and things like that. And so we use this program to interact. It's going to be very interactive for the few moments we have. And then we shall pray. Then, if I be your spiritual father, father in the faith, then I also have some authority over you, like a father. When I bless you, you must be blessed. When I say go and marry, you must marry. How many people believe it? I mean my sons and daughters, so. Some of you know me, my son and daughter, oh. By their fruits, you will know them. Praise the Lord. Okay, for today, even if you know be my daughter, you will marry. You must marry. Okay, straight ahead, we welcome every one of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But let Brother Ernest is married, happily married. He loves his wife more than himself. He can die for his wife. And he believes he can share something. He wants to just share some experience with us that may help us. God bless you, Brother Ernest.
Thank you, sir.
He's a member of this church. Amen.
Shalom, church. I must marry, praise the Lord. I must marry, praise the Lord. I must marry, praise the living God. It's a privilege for me to stand before you and share some little experience I had during the time I wanted to marry. First of all, I just want you to know that this issue of marriage is something very serious. To us, maybe we will not know. Why I said it's something very serious is that when I was young, back in the days, 80s, middle 80s, a herbalist met me and he called me. He said, I should come. I came. He said, where is your mother? I said, my mother is at home. He said, go and call your mother. I went and called my mother. He said, I should hold my ears. I want you to pick something from this experience. Then when I held my ears, he said, listen, my son, when you want to marry, don't just pick any woman on the street. Pray. For a herbalist man to tell me to pray, that means there is something very deep in the issue of marriage. He didn't say I should come for enchantment or some ritual. He just said, my son, when you are ready to marry, pray. He said, pray three times. And I heard it. I just left. Years. You can imagine. I forgot about it, you know. But I can remember sometime mid-90s, I had a relationship that that relationship was up to like 3 to 4 years. I have invested in that relationship. When I mean invested, I have invested in it. But one day came, I was lying down in my room and I was like, why wasting time? Let me just settle down with this sister. Since it's the same thing, boyfriend, the same money I will spend in boyfriend and girlfriend is the same money I will spend in marriage. So why wasting my time? I want you to pick something. I was battling over this thing. Suddenly, I forgot to pray and I slept off. At a particular hour that the angels comes to talk to me, he came and tapped on me. I woke up and he gave me the word Hosea 1. He said Hosea 1, 2, 3 to 7. Hosea 1, 3, 7. So when I read it, exactly what was in that verse of the Bible was the life of the mother of this sister was living. I got afraid. I met about 5 men of God that time. By then, I've not known this church. I met about 5 men of God. When I narrated this revelation, they were giving me their own interpretation. But when I get home, the Spirit will tell me that is not interpretation. Then after a couple of days, I was battling over it. And what I did was to go into prayer. I said, God, since what these people are giving me is not interpretation, you give me the right interpretation. Just 6 to 3, fasting I did that day. One day, behold, that same night, the Lord came and gave me the interpretation of that message. All I did was to pray and say, God, if this thing that I'm about to do is not your will, scatter it. I am telling you sincerely. You know, it will be difficult for any sister or any brother who have invested in a relationship to pray such a dangerous prayer. Because why? You will say, how can I leave this that I have invested? Or maybe I love her or I love him. And you are looking at the physical things you are seeing, haven't known the spiritual. Because sometimes a relationship might not end up marriage. So when I pray that prayer sincerely in my heart, God knows this is the altar of God. The next day, let's assume today, that sister was in my house like today. We discussed. The next day, when I made that prayer this night, the next day, the sister disappeared. I am telling you, I didn't see her again. I will call her phone. She will refuse to pick my call. I will go to their house. She will be there. She will say, don't let him in. Just like that, for like 1 year and 3 months, I didn't set my eyes on her. The day I met her, I said, ah, where have you been since? Now, thank God I have seen you. That marriage is already set. From here, I'm marrying you. Let's go to your house. She said, no, I'm now a married woman, or I'm somebody's wife. I said, it's a lie. I really dragged with her, so she brought out her purse and showed me the picture of her baby girl and the husband. And she asked me, where is my wife? I said, I'm not married. He said, it's a lie. I said, true, I'm not married. He said, it's a lie. I said, true, I'm not married. She said, that I'm the cause why she didn't marry me. I said, how? She said, one early morning, after that day, she came to my house. Early in the morning, somebody came to their house and knocked at the door and asked for her. She came out. She said, leave Ernest. Ernest is married. I know the wife. I know him very, very, very well. I am telling you. That was how this sister left. Do you know what? Then I wasn't taking it to, you know. But when I sat down to calculate, I now remembered I made a prayer. And I believe sincerely it was the angel of God that went to tell her that I am married in order to keep her away from me. So when I then made up my mind seriously, because my mother was worried that I should marry, it's getting late. So when I made up my mind seriously to marry, instantly that same word that man told me many years ago rang on my head again. Why? As you want to marry, pray. I say, what? So I began to look. They were introducing me to some sisters, you know. And brothers, please, it's very important. You know, you may be interested to get married now. They will introduce you to a sister. Please, take this. It's very important. Don't ever have anything to do with her. You understand what I mean? Don't ever. Because once you do it, it's a covenant. If you leave her and marry another girl, whatsoever prayer she pray against you, will work against you.
Sure.
I am telling you the gospel truth. If now that you are looking for a wife, and they come and present you a lady, say, oh, look at this one, check and see if you can marry her, and they decide to take her to bed, believe you me, that is a covenant. Once you enter to bed with her, it's a covenant. If you go and marry another woman anywhere, if she pray, that prayer will work against you. I'm telling you. So all those times they were presenting me, but God knows I didn't try to do that with anyone. I was just like keeping that thing the man told me in my head. It was ringing every day. So at a point, my kid sister, our last girl, she introduced a sister to me. When I met the sister, I was talking with her on phone for like 3 months. Then I traveled, because she was studying in IMSO. I traveled home. When I got home, I lodged in the hotel. From the hotel, I told her I was coming to the house. So when I was going to their house, I just dressed very, very casually. Very, very, very. I wore one t-shirt like that and one simple trouser and sandals. Then when I got to the place, they were happy to see me. Then when we were discussing inside, suddenly the mother came in. When the mom came in, she sat down and interrupted the discussion and was interested to know who I am. She began to ask me questions and I replied her. Later, what I discovered was she left out and said we should continue. She went out to see the car I came with. But I came with a kabukabu which I picked up from over there. She came inside again and called me. When I was walking towards her, I didn't know she was like watching me. She assessed me. Immediately I left the house, she told the daughter, this one, no go enter here. Try to pick things. This one will not enter here. Then I came back to Lagos. Somebody, I was calling the sister again. She refused to pick my call. I will call her call. She said, oh, send me money for my this, that. I don't have card. I will send her money. She will not call me. I said, after. At a point, I was like, let me just forget about this. I kept it aside. I kept on moving. But I remember too that when I was little, God talks to me by the grace of God. He talks to me. He shows me things. When I was little, God showed me that when I will marry, I will travel. And when I come back, I marry. But you know, I was not until when I met my present wife now. The same community in Akabo, if anybody here, you are from Akabo, you will know where I'm telling you. Umuyi, Amajon, that Akabo area there. So the same community. When I went to visit a family friend, the mother asked me, Have you married? I said, no. He said, what are you wasting time? Time is no longer on your side. Okay, I will get somebody from Muzawa. He says, oh no, that is my neighbor here, the daughter is around. When I went there, I was just looking at the mother. Because all my life, I never, in those days, personally, by the grace, I made money very early at age 20. I am settled by myself, nobody. By the age 20, I was driving a flat boot, 230 Mercedes. Thank you, Jesus. By that time, I am okay. So money is not my problem. People that know me will know. I live, when you say ruffian life, I live very, very ruffian life. So when I came, what brought me into this ministry was the issue of my marriage. When I came, that fateful Tuesday, when I walked in here, pastor was at the pulpit ministering, and a song was going on. Immediately, I stepped in my foot. My spirit was like, you are now at the right place. And I was relaxed. I sat down. The messages that was coming on that day was very strong, that I forgot what brought me and I queued in the message. So after everything, I left. So when I went to that my family friend, the mother went now and introduced me to my present wife. I told my friend, I said, nah, I'm not going to marry this one. No. My friend was like, boy, you are blind. You need to go and pray and remove something in your eye. So while things was going on, we start communicating on phone. From there, we began to get close in communication. And I made up my mind. I said, okay, I'll marry her. Do you know that when I traveled home, the next time, I now traveled with my car. I went to my present wife. I went to meet the mother. I told the mother, I want to marry your daughter. The mother said, okay, but you will give us time, because they are Christians too. You will give us time, 6 months to pray, so that God will tell us if you are the husband. But the elder sister was not in support at all. She didn't want it at all. So what I told the mother is that, mom, don't worry, 6 months is small. Give me 1 year. I want you to pray for 1 year. Myself, I want to pray for 1 year. And if it is God's will, I will come. And behold, that thing God spoke to me when I was little. Instantly, while I was in the East, somebody called me on phone. Ernest, where are you? I said, I'm in the East. He said, are you ready to travel? I said, yes. But all these while, I've been spending money to get visa to travel. He said, do you want to travel? I said, yes. He said, get me your passport. I called my junior brother here. He sent him the passport. I was still in the East. He called me, said, boy, come down. By next week, we are leaving. My visa was ready. I came. I traveled. You know why I'm sharing this thing is that we sisters and brothers that want to marry, you know, desperation in marriage is dangerous. Desperation in marriage is dangerous. The only way you can be desperate is to be desperate to pray and rebuke any demon or spirit that is fighting against your marriage. But if it is desperation to hold a man, I am telling you, you are making a mistake. If it is desperation to hold a woman, you are making a mistake. Because the woman you want to hold may not be your wife. The man you want to hold may not be your husband. Do you know, when I traveled home with my car, I went to my in-laws place. After talking with them, then I was driving back home. That same first sister that I came to their home, the mother, this woman, I saw her sitting in front of their place. I branched. And I parked. I came down from the car. Only the perfume from me could tell her that what is going on. She began to ask, is this my car? I said, this is just the number one. Others are still parked. She was like, thank God. I told my friend, don't come down, because if you come down now, we will waste time. I don't want to waste time here. Immediately, I entered the car. I called my friend. I said, boy, listen, this girl is going to make a move. No. I was still in the car, trying to drive her. She have already called my mom, called my sister, began to talk to them that, your brother came here, this. My sister told her, look at you. You made a mistake. That car you are seeing there is not the only car. In Lagos he lives in his house. He is the one taking care of us. He is not a poor person like you think. He said, what? I came back home. My mom said, no, you must marry her. I said, mama, lalai, Now me they marry, nobody they marry. I am married now. So when I traveled abroad, I was abroad for 9 months. I was communicating with my wife on phone. The mother was like, many people came while I was there in abroad. Pick something here. While I was there in abroad, one day I called my mom. I called all my sisters and brothers and some prayer friends. I said, please, there is one prayer point. I want you people to join me and pray. 3 days only for me. They said, what? I said, pray that this marriage that I want to enter, if it is not God's will, before I come back, let that sister marry. Let God. And sincerely speaking, I prayed that prayer from my heart while they are in abroad. While I was there, about 5 people came in marriage for her. People from Canada, people from Germany, and the mother and the sister were like, marry. She said, no, I am married. How can you say you have married somebody? But to let you know what God have ordained from foundation. So when I came back, I didn't talk again. The mother said, Nnam, this, my daughter, is your wife. You know, so some of her neighbors that have married already to their husband stays in Canada and stuff, they were like, you don't know. When I married her, to the glory of God, things, everything, we did our wedding, everything. But along the line, you know, one thing is that when you marry the one that God has chosen for you, I am telling you, wherever there is a storm, if you call God in that marriage, he will come. Because it's from his hand. But if you marry the one that is not from him, when there is a storm, if you call him, he will stay by the side and look at you. Even if he will rescue you, he will allow you to suffer in that storm for a while before he will deliver you. But do you know that as time was going on, those ones that they are married to Canada and stuff, they were like making jest of my wife, you are here. Their mother will like go and tell you are here. We brought you a man from Canada. You refused to marry. This, that. But she wasn't worried. One thing that baffled me in that process is that one day, her friends told her, brother, listen. Hey, sister, listen, this guy, leave him. He no go take care of him. No. Do you know, while this was going on, myself, my spirit, because it is God's own, God was also directing me. The day she was coming to her immediate senior sister, the one that seniors her immediately, told her, leave this guy, nothing. But the day she was to come to my place with her cousin and the brother to tell me you will give chances, blah, blah, blah. She came that very day. God knows. Before she could come, something came to me one day. I was like, I called my friend, our brother, I said, go to internet, see what I have seen. I gave him the link. I said, buy them for me. Those things cost me about $3,200 then. This is the altar of God. I bought them shoes, bag, wares, the ones that no man has ever bought for her. The day she came to tell me, oh, Lizzie, because I have bought it already, as she came, I packed those things and I gave to her. I said, please, when you go, there is one of my friends that sent this thing from abroad. The sister lives behind your side. I will give you her number so that you will call her and deliver the package to her. She took it and she left. She was calling me around 7. Time is going now. I said, don't worry. I have called her. She's not around. Around 10:30, I called her. I said, those things there, check if that shoe will size you. She put her leg. She said, I said, okay, do you like something like that? She said, yes. I said, check one of those dresses so that I will know the kind of size I'll buy for you. She checked it. I said, is this size? She said, yes. I said, do you know what? I said, those things belongs to you. Take them. Despite what you came to tell me, I have bought it for you. Take it. She presented it to the sister. The sister said, what? Somebody that don't anything with you, nothing, bought this thing for you. I am telling you, you Google it in internet. These are designers. The price tags are there on the internet. When they Google it, they saw the price and they were like, this is impossible. Then the friends that wanted to discourage her now say, if this guy can buy this thing for you, there is nothing he cannot do for you. While all these things were going on, those ones that are married to Canada, about two of them said divorced their marriage. But today, to the glory of God, my wife traveled to America, put to bed there, and came back, and they were shocked. To tell you is the program of God. Because when it is the program of God, everything works accordingly. It might not be fast, but it will certainly work according to the way He has programmed it. So why I'm saying this is that we brothers, especially brothers, when you invest money or something in a woman, you are always like, I can never let her go. I must marry her. She's my own. She's my own. How can you know if she's your own when you have not consulted God? You see, it's very difficult. A sister will see a man that he likes physically everything, and he will say, you tell her, pray this prayer. Tell God, if this relationship or marriage is not your way, scatter. You know, some sisters, it will be difficult for them. Why? When they remember the things they gain from that relationship, the appearance of that man, they will find it difficult to pray that type of prayer. But I am telling you, the only way is to pray that type of prayer. To ask God, if this is your way, hold it. If it's not your way, scatter it. And God,
that's right,
will do it.
Amen.
Because marriage, the same way God is so serious about him and the bride, the same way he is serious too about marriage.
That's
so
right.
When you want to enter marriage, remember, he said, there is, you see, there is something that picking my heart whenever. When you talk about divorce, when you go to the Bible and read about divorce, you will see that if you are sincere in your heart, if you are not ready to marry, you will not enter into marriage. When you read the cause, the problem that follows divorce, if you are not ready to marry, you will not enter. Because it's better not to enter than to enter and divorce. Because
yes,
if you divorce, Bible says, if you go to another man, you are committing adultery.
Yes.
And if that man takes another woman, he is committing adultery. So you can imagine the problem you will face while committing adultery. Why? It's better don't be too conscious of physical appearance. I told my sisters, I said, listen, when you want to marry, one thing you have to ask God first is, God, give me a man that will not take me from your presence. That will never take me away from your presence. I am telling you, this is the number one prayer point as a single sister, single brother that want to marry. Because if you marry a man, a sister, you marry a man that takes you off from the presence of God, your own is finished. Because your program will be disrupted. Likewise, a man, if you marry a sister that instead of helping you to grow in the Lord, he is bringing you out, your own is finished. It will be very difficult for you to gather yourself again and focus in that marriage. I am telling you, because enemy, the devil is too serious. Even in the course of my marriage, for four years about, no child. We had miscarriages and this. But I was not bothered. My wife was, I say, relax. If it is God, it will be God. And the secret is that the enemy, that devil, will bring problem when you enter that such marriage. At the point of time when you're supposed to meet with your wife in order to have child, the enemy will come and you will have misunderstanding. You will see the issue of childbearing will be prolonging. You'll be looking at a foundation. Not knowing that demon have entered, standing between. At the point in time to meet to do what God wants to do, you will not meet. So why I am sharing this to you is, one, desperation in marriage. Please, you have to avoid it.
Amen.
A sister, no matter how a man comes to you, or no matter what you have invested in a man in the past, and you are desperate to marry him, first of all, go back and ask God, this thing that I'm focusing, is it your way? If it's not God's way, God will direct you and he will come out. And whatever you have lost in that, he, God, will bring it back through another man. The same thing with a man, with a brother. So I want us all to be very, very conscious of this issue of marriage. Don't just wake up because my friend have married, let me marry. No. Wait for your time. God's time is the best.
Clap your hands.
God bless you. Amen.
Put your hands now.